Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מהספר.
Hello, we are reading from the writings of Baal Sulam, the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. We are at item
12.
And these are the words of our sages when they asked, why should the Creator mind whether one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot, commandments, were given only to cleanse people. That cleansing means the cleansing of the turbid body, which is the purpose that emerges from the observation of all the Torah and mitzvot. For a wild ass will be turned into a man. Since when one emerges out of the bosom of creation, one is in utter filth and lowliness, meaning a multitude of self-love that is imprinted in him, and his every movement revolves solely around himself without a shred of bestowal upon others.
Yes, this is our nature, that we only want our own benefit. This is our nature. This is how the Creator created our will to receive. And we have no control over it. Yes?
Thus, then one is at the farthest distance from the root on the other end.
That we are entirely opposite to the Creator. This is actually the beginning of our path, the beginning of our state.
One, since the root is all bestowal without a hint of reception. Two, whereas the newborn is in a state of complete self-reception without a hint of bestowal.
This means that our opposition to the root, to the Creator, is that the Creator is entirely bestowing only, and we are in the opposite state, only receiving. And this is in each state, at every moment, in everything that we do, we say, it doesn't matter in what. We are always in reception 100%. And the Creator is in the totally opposite form against that. Yes?
Therefore, his situation is regarded as being at the lowest point of lowliness and filth in our human world. And the more he grows, the more he receives from his environment portions of bestowal upon others, depending on the values and development in that environment.
But if a person is in the right environment, which is developing mutual bestowal between people, then he can learn from them what is mutual bestowal and to become incorporated with that, and he too will be operated in that way. Yes?
And then one is initiated into observing Torah and mitzvot for the purpose of self-love, for reward in this world and in the next world.
He cannot understand otherwise, meaning you have to start to talk to him to somehow perform some certain actions, but to explain it in a language that he understands, which means that it's to his benefit. Otherwise, he will not understand his actions. Yes?
Called lo lishma, for our sake, since one cannot be accustomed any other way. As one grows, he is told to observe mitzvot lishma for her sake, which is with an aim solely to bring contentment to his maker.
Well, for the time being, I don't see any questions, meaning it's seemingly all clear. Next.
As Maimonides said, women and children should not be told of observing Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, since they will not be able to bear it. But when they grow and acquire knowledge and wisdom, they are taught to work Lishma.
Women and children means desires to receive in each and every person, including in every man who's already grown up in years. They teach them to perform actions of bestowal so that through these actions of bestowal, one will reach something, the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the purpose of humanity, and so on and so forth. Why do they explain it to him in such a way? Otherwise, he won't get it. We nevertheless need to... Just like we put information into a computer, we have to work with the same template, the same pattern, the same language as it is built. And he is built, all of his parts are connected and wired together in order to succeed, to gain, to profit. And so we have to explain to him in such a style, in such a way, what is it for? Why are we doing all of this? In order for him to implement, to realize his original software. And once he understands all of these things, once he gets it, then gradually the feeling that he gets inside of his software, the original software, which is a software of reception, gradually it will start to influence him so that he will understand that there is a new software, a different one that works through some special upgrade so that it can elevate him. So it's not that he will know intellectually with his mind how to use all kinds of things in this world, but rather that he will raise himself to a different level of emotion and understanding and incorporation to eternal, complete life, which is entirely under new conditions, new kinds of software that he will work with it, just like in our time. Maybe it's easier to explain it just like a new software in a computer. When you take the previous data and you use it according to a new calculation. This is how we need to understand that this is what the Creator intends for us to shift from in order to receive to in order to bestow. Where are you?
It is as our sages said.
As our sages said. I see Maimonides.
One after.
Okay, so one moment. Oh, well. Okay, let's finish that.
It is as our sages said, from lo lishma, one comes to lishma, defined by the aim to bring contentment to one's maker, and not for any self-love under any circumstances.
Which means that a person actually needs to disconnect from all of his earlier software, which is in order to receive, and shift to a new software in order to bestow. And then he will be as what we call a son of the next world.
Through the natural remedy of engagement in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, which the giver of the Torah knows, as our sages said, the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah's spice. Thus, that creature develops and marches upward in degrees of the above said exaltedness until he loses all remnants of self-love and all the mitzvot in his blood, in his body rise, and he performs all his actions only to bestow. So even the necessity that he receives flows in the direction of bestowal, meaning so he can bestow. And this is why our sages said, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people.
Which means that there is a special system in which a person enters and it updates him, corrects him, it puts into him a new quality, which is called the quality of bestowal. And then all of the elements, the data that he receives, they all become processed, they all go through that new quality, that new software, and he receives already results of the upper world, of the upper system. Just as the Creator is in actions of bestowal, in calculations of bestowal, so the person also is, even though he will receive it in his desires to receive, but he will be able to elevate them and to process them just like the Creator in order to bestow. And then after he does some part of this work, he is in equivalence of form with the Creator. And in that way, he begins to feel and understand the Creator according to those forces of equivalence of form. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что человек получает свои получающие килим, но он их поднимает.
You said that a person who's trapped in his vessels of reception, but he doesn't understand, doesn't process like the Creator. So
how can a person have vessels of bestowal? He can have vessels of bestowal only on the condition that he discovers to what extent he is in order to receive. And he is willing to connect with the friends in order to build the group, and in the group to build relations of mutual bestowal, even by playing, acting the way children play together in something. So we too will have to play in something between us, as though we are in the quality of bestowal, as though we are in actions of bestowal, as though we're giving, as though we care, as though we love each other. And in that way, through our actions, which are actions in acting, not true ones, but through that we awaken what we call the reforming light, that we want to advance truly. It's as if we don't truly want it, but as if we come from lo lishma to lishma. This is how we advance towards in order to bestow, to a state where we truly want to become incorporated together in one desire between us. We ask of the Creator that He will bestow upon us the upper light such that it will connect us, all of our desires, into one desire, so that we will feel that we depend on each other. And we don't look at the faces that you now see before you, so many faces. No, I don't see the faces. I see only desires that I have to become incorporated in them and to entirely be in them, such that it will be one desire, only towards the Creator. And then I discover the upper force that is standing behind this image. And this brings me closer to adhesion with the Creator.
А вот вот после того, как ты, ну, постарался включиться вот в эти желания,
after striving to incorporate in those desires of the friends,
необходимый минимум, который
Басалам writes,
с намерением на отдачу, чтобы он мог отдавать.
That also the bare minimum he receives should also go to bestow.
Well, because we nevertheless are still in the levels of the still vegetative and animate, besides the degree of Adam that we are yearning towards the Creator, seemingly towards bestowal, but on the degrees of the still vegetative and animate, we still exist, we are still in an existence called this world. So in such things, I am still in a state which is seemingly egoistic. I receive and I'm nourished and I live in our ordinary life. That's it. bit by bit, we will later on start to feel how we have to balance this corporeal life with the spiritual life. Yes. About this, it says not to be praised or denounced. We will learn how to do it. That's not a problem. Our problem is only to yearn now from the internality of our heart towards connection between us and with the Creator.
Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
Rav, somehow, how can I say it? I don't know.
Go ahead and say it. Don't be ashamed.
I have some sort of jealousy that I cannot accept any other created being which is closer to Creator than me. I cannot accept any other created being which is higher than me. And it can be you, it can be Bala Sulam, it can be Holy Ari, it can be Moshe Rabbeinu, and I have such jealousy that no one can be closer than me to the Creator. Is it something that I have to work on? Is it a problem or how to relate to this?
The Creator has no one who is closer to Him than you, because you are speaking from the point of your heart. And from the point of your heart, you are truly the one who is closest to the Creator, and you have a place in Him, and it is your place. It is your place. There is a place, a box, and it says there that this is yours. That's it. That's one thing. The other thing is that if you will not connect with the Creator, then through you, all the other souls will not receive what they need to receive. So you are unique, and you have to connect with the Creator, and you have to supply everyone your connection with the Creator, so that you will be no more than this connection. This is called in order to bestow. When you connect all of the souls to the Creator, and you provide them with this connection only, and as for yourself, nothing besides being that connector. This is called in order to bestow. So you have a correct feeling that you have a special, unique role. And no one can take it from you and be in your place. But realize it.
Rav, also, I want to continue, if I may.
No.
Sorry, Silcha. It is really hard to incorporate, to annul, because it's like one hand, it's like waters are coming like in a state that you cannot take your head up and breathe. It's
I
understand you. Each one of us, no matter how, in what state of excellence he's in, he has certain tendencies, dispositions, skills in physics, in math, in music, in dance, sports, whatever. Each one has. There's only one thing that each one can do, which is coming closer to the Creator in order to be the connector between the Creator and others. Each one has a place there and each one can succeed there.
But I'm not successful, Rav. I'm zero. I'm not successful. I am ashamed.
On this we'll talk in a while. Then you'll tell us if you are successful or not. When you are driving on the road and you can't see the goal, you think that who knows when. Except that you know that it's coming at a certain time. But here you're on the path and you don't know for how long. It depends only on you to shorten it. Let's go to women.
Bakasha.
Face after face, race after race, from one cage to another. Mask after mask, task after task, lost in the sands.
Through you there's a cry, through you there's a light, a place to be discovered. Through you there's a way, together we pray to rise.
To see the face of love through your eyes. Together as one, and now we rise, and every word an echo from the skies, breaking the walls, hearts unite. Of me, through you I find my flaws. Through there's a key, a place where we can open doors. Together we yearn, the fire it burns, a chance to feel alive. A song from the heart, singing that love will cover our cry. To see the face of love through your eyes, together as one. Now we rise, and every word an echo from the sky, breaking the wall, hearts unite.
Women's questions, please.
If
they're not ready, we can continue with men.
Oh, they're ready.
Latin
13. In item 12, it says that as he keeps growing, so he will receive from his environment portions of bestowal from others. So, bestowed upon others. So the question is, if we focus upon the 10, what practical actions can help us receive these portions of bestowal upon others?
Of course, that's what he's talking about, start, especially to women. That's very important. Start coming closer to one another in the tens and provide good examples to one another, and from that you'll see how your spiritual vessel is built and it begins to exist and give you spiritual discernment.
USA West time.
you say West 2. In item 12, Baal Sulam says that the Creator is entirely a will to bestow without any sparks or hints of reception. Later on, he says that the more one grows, his goal is only to bestow contentment upon his maker. So the question is, why is bestowing contentment to the Creator not considered as reception from the side of the Creator?
Because what are you bestowing? You bestow to the Creator vessels that He can fill. The Creator does not receive anything from you except for a willingness to receive, to fill your vessels, which is the only thing He needs from you, that you would want to receive like a baby, you'd want to eat, and He is willing only to bestow. It's like a cow that overswells because they haven't taken milk from her. When you bestow to the Creator, it's the ability to receive from Him. That's what you bestow to Him, and then it gives Him pleasure. You prepare the vessels for Him. He can receive in order to bestow.
USA 3, at what stage does the transition occur from lo lishma to lishma? How precisely does it happen?
The transition from lo lishma to lishma takes place gradually, slowly, according to how much a person can participate in it, how much a person organizes his life, his internal life, maybe a little bit the external, but mostly the internal, the desires, the thoughts. What is he thinking about, interested in, doing? So his entire life will be not in externality. In externality, we all have a family and a job, so on and so forth. But rather, a man's inner world should eventually be aimed at attaining bestowal through the friends to the Creator.
For the time being, that's it about item 12.
And before that, there were no questions.
There were questions, but it will throw us back to the previous topic, Rav.
Okay. Let's say no, Niv. Let's go back to the men. Item 13.
Yes, item 13. If indeed there are two parts in the Torah, one, mitzvot, between men and the Creator, two, mitzvot between men and men, they both aim for the same thing. To bring the created being to the final purpose of dvekut, adhesion with Him. Furthermore, even the practical side in both of them is really one and the same. For when one performs an act, lishma, without any mixture of self-love, meaning without drawing any benefit for himself, then one does not feel any difference whether one is working to love one's friend or to love the Creator.
In other words, if we work and bestow all outside of ourselves, and we're bestowing upon the friends and upon the Creator without any difference between them, because they're all standing outside of us as a superior system, a higher system, and we don't feel any difference. I bestow. And that's the main thing, that in this action I am adhered to the Creator. And then for me to bestow upon others, upon the friends, upon humanity, is bestowing upon the Creator. Because what are you going to give? What will you give Him? There's nothing you can give to the Creator unless by bestowing upon His created beings. Wait, we have Turkey 1.
Tinkura, my friend is asking, you mentioned that to attain a new software, we need friends. So how should we develop a dialogue within the 10 so that we can communicate with the Creator?
We need a connection between us so that the upper light will clothe in us as it is in the Creator. In other words, we will create between us, and each of us is an egoist, but we'll create between us such relationships that will be similar to the nature of the Creator, to bestowal. And then the upper light, which is really the Creator, will clothe in us as it is in the Creator. This is what we need to do to build such a system. A system is called the formula of connection between us. The formula of connection between us is entirely reception, egoistic. Each one toward everyone. If we try to shift the form of connection between us, meaning the software that exists between us, into bestowal, then it's as if we're upgrading ourselves. We're shifting ourselves into a new software, a new connection between us. And then in this new connection, in this new software, we will feel new results. These new results will be called the upper world, the spiritual world. And in this way, we will do more and more and more measures, levels of connection between us, from coarseness, roots 1, 2, 3, 4, from world to world, until we come to complete connection. And then in the connection between us, we will discover the Creator Himself. And in the measures of connection before it, we will feel Him to some partial extent. Yes, Niv.
What does it mean that he won't feel any difference whether he is working for the love of one's friend or to the love of the Creator?
He won't feel it. Because there really isn't. There really isn't. And you need to understand that you really don't have anything to bestow upon the Creator because He has no vessels of reception. All the vessels of reception of the Creator that you can bestow to are the created beings outside of you. And therefore, when the Creator broke the vessel and gave this vessel the quality of ego, the will to receive, He allows each one to bestow upon this vessel, meaning upon the Creator. To the extent that you bestow upon people, you are bestowing upon the Creator. There is nothing else. There is no me and created beings and the Creator, but the created beings through which I receive the influence on me, the bestowal on me, and to which I bestow, and this is how I bestow upon the Creator. So the created beings are between me and the Creator as a source of bestowal upon me and as a source of bestowal for me to the Creator, and there's nothing else. This is why the law of love of people is general and for everyone and 100%.
What does he feel when he bestows to the created being in order to bestow to the Creator?
Who feels? A person?
Yeah.
So say it again.
What does a person feel when he works for the love of the Creator, and what does he feel when he works for the love of his friend?
If he works on love of his friend and does not intend by this to work for the Creator, then there's nothing in this work. It is nothing. It is something that exists in this world too. It is egoistic love. If he wants to bestow upon, through bestowal upon his friend, to bestow upon the Creator, then it is already an altruistic bestowal above a person's reason, because here he is working above his will to receive. It doesn't come back to him. And in this way, he is already in spirituality.
So what does he feel when he works like that?
He feels that he is bestowing. He feels that he is bestowing. And that power of bestowal he attains is actually the Creator.
And he doesn't feel a difference because he doesn't have the ability to see the difference? He doesn't feel the difference between working to the Creator and for a friend because he can't?
Well, no, because there is nothing else. There's nothing else. There are no created beings in Creator. In bestowal upon the created beings, to that extent I bestow upon the Creator, and to the extent that I want to bestow upon the Creator, I bestow upon the created beings. There's no difference between them.
So why is it two different terms?
Because I, as a created being, cannot relate differently for now.
And at a certain point I will be able to relate differently?
For you, it'll be the same.
So there isn't a state that I can tell the difference between the Creator and created beings?
None. None. And bestowal? No. No difference.
What law does that come from? What principle?
It stems from the fact that the vessels of bestowal are all in the created beings. And this is the only connection between the created beings and the Creator, and from the Creator to the created beings. We all meet there in the middle, in the common clay that the Creator created, and He broke the vessel in order to give all the parts, all the pieces of the vessel, and afterwards the whole vessel, to be in bestowal. Only by being in mutual bestowal upon each other can we come to bestowal upon Him. Who is Him? The common general vessel. This is called, there is no Creator without a created being.
Except for the vessels, we say there's a filling too.
The filling is our own relation, our own attitude.
But sometimes we say that there's a vessel that we have to create and the Creator fills it.
Because we come with a thought, with what is called an intention, to fill the vessel with my relation. But the Creator participates in this, and we are as partners with Him, and then we fill the vessel. Without my participation, the Creator cannot fill the vessel of Adam Rishon. I need to cause the connection of the vessel of Adam Rishon and its filling.
What's the difference between the connection and the fulfillment?
One is the vessel, one is the light.
So is there a difference between light and vessel?
Of course. When did you hear differently?
So what's the light and what's the vessel?
The desire, when I connect all the other desires, when I connect all those individual desires into one desire, it's called the correction of the vessel. When we're all as one man with one heart. And then this heart, to the extent that it becomes as one, is filled.
With what?
With the upper light, with the filling. Where the light and the vessel are equal. All working in bestowal.
So what does it mean that there's no difference in the work between love of the friend and working for the Creator?
Of course there is no difference. What difference is there? None. From my perspective, no difference. If I'm corrected, there's no difference. This is why I don't detect the friends as standing on their own. For me, it's all a field that the Lord has blessed.
We just said there's a difference between light and vessel.
One is the will to receive and one is the filling. That's it. Think some more. Tricky five.
My friend is asking, question is, When I disseminate, something gives me strength. And then the same strength weakens me, which causes fear. This fear makes me stagnate, and I fall into reluctance. How can I deal with it? How can I deal with it?
Only through connection. Only through connection with the friends. All the states of correction of the vessels can happen only on condition that we are connected, supporting one another. Read the article, the Avut, the mutual guarantee, again, and see how he writes about it there. Okay.
Tel Aviv 4.
Okay, Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Why is it written Lishma for her sake and not for his sake?
For the sake of the Torah. He explains it.
What does it mean for the Torah?
Well, for the sake of the Torah, for the sake of the software to implement it, to realize it. But you need to read it in its place. Ask and they'll send you the articles that talk about it. What it means for the sake of the Torah. Mark 3.
Thank you. Good morning, Rav, World Kli. Rav, we always say that we go from love of friends to love of the Creator. The meaning to bestow to the friends, that's something I can depict to myself, but the intention to bestow to the Creator, who are we aiming towards on the other side?
Start bestowing through the friends and you'll discover the Creator. The Creator is basically the thing that is revealed in you, an image that positions you and the friends together and wants to get a result from your labor. From your efforts. You're asking more about the form of the Creator. In this way, with this approach, you will discover Him. More than that, I have nothing to say. It's all a result of the labor, the effort. PT 24.
Something I'm trying to scrutinize for many years, it's written here that even the necessities he gets also flows for the intention of bestow, for him to be able to bestow. And also in the preparation, you said that there is no rest. So what I see more and more, that the will to receive wants for himself and everything, meaning also things of resting or just wants it for himself. So should we also give up on that and not? I have to make the corrections, the efforts, even though I'm afraid or it seems like death to the will to receive, not to enter all kinds of things that I know that are only for myself.
All those things are appearing because you lack connection with the group. If you're connected to the group, it's built in such a way that then all the fears will disappear. Try it. In such cases, connect more to the society. Don't decline in your demands, but only connect to it more. Friends. Connect more to the friends. Niv, what do we do next? Where are you?
This is so because it is a natural law for any being that anything outside one's own body is regarded as unreal and empty. And any movement that a person makes to love another is performed with a reflected light and some reward that will eventually return to him and serve him for his own benefit. Thus, such an act cannot be considered love of others. because it is judged by its end. It is like a rent that pays off only in the end. However, the act of renting is not considered love of another. But making any movement only is a result of love of others, without any spark of reflected light or hope of any kind of reward in return, is completely impossible by nature. It is written in the Zohar about this with regard to the nations of the world. Every chesed, mercy, that they do for themselves. This means that all the good they do, either towards their friends or towards their God, is not for their love for others, but for self-love.
We are truly like that, acting only out of self-love to the extent that it directs us in which direction, which style, with which power. Everything is operated by self-love.
And since this matter is completely unnatural, therefore, only those who observe Torah and mitzvot are capable of this, since by accustoming themselves to observe Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to their Maker, they gradually depart from the bosom of the natural creation and acquire a second nature, being the above-mentioned love of others. This is what brought the sages of the Zohar to exclude the nations of the world from love of others when they said, every chesed, mercy, that they do for themselves. For they are not involved in observing Torah and mitzvot lishma. And the only reason they serve their gods is for reward and salvation in this world and in the next. Thus, their worship of their gods is because of self-love. Two, and they will never perform an act that is outside the boundaries of their own bodies, for which they will be able to lift themselves even as a hair's breadth above their basic nature.
Questions? None. In other words, we all operate initially within the will to receive for ourselves, and we have no thoughts of doing anything good to anyone, but only to the extent that we are connected to that someone. To the extent that we're connected, we operate. If there's no connection, we cannot operate. Even if we imagine anything, we will not be able to operate for to act toward someone else unless there is a connection between the desires, mine and his. And then we will be able to do everything, we'll be able to work. And to the extent and in the manner by which we are connected. So it's clear to me that by my bestowal upon others, I'm ostensibly bestowing upon myself. And what we do through using the wisdom of Kabbalah correctly is we begin to feel the system where we're connected together, which comes to us, of course, through the upper light, which shines on us, on all of us, and awakens each one to be connected, awakens some of us to be connected. Normally, we do it in a 10. And then when we awaken the connections between us through the upper light, it becomes a system which, through mutual support, can help each one come to bestowal upon others. meaning each one toward everyone else. And by this we begin to feel the Creator to the extent of our equivalence of form and bestow upon Him to adapt ourselves to it and in this way to advance.
Focus group.
Focus group.
So it turns out that every action I do, even in the 10, and on our path, I do it for my own benefit.
For the time being, of course. But afterwards, through the reforming light, a change happens. And then you can understand that you can act in true bestowal without connection to your will to receive. There will be connection to your will to receive, but it'll be inverted above your will to receive. Yes?
The cause that awakens the slate that reforms is that we're aiming to give contentment to the Maker. That's the element that bestows.
Yes, yes, of course, of course.
And if I work in the 10 without that intention, I forget about it, I work with the friends, I...
This is called operating on the level of nefesh. There's still progress in it. Even if it's written that commandments do not require intention.
How to ascend from nefesh, from this state, to not remain?
For this, you already need to be incorporated in a bigger will to receive. You need to be incorporated with intentions to bestow, meaning to have a direction, an inclination, a disposition, an objective road. So that you understand that the operation you want to do will come from you, but the result will be in someone outside of you. So that the relation between the beginning of the work and the end of the work will be in two different desires and in two different bodies, in you and in the friend.
Where is contentment to the Maker here?
By wanting to bring contentment to the friend, to satisfy the friend, to bestow upon the friend, by this you bring contentment to the Creator.
I have to be aware that I'm giving contentment to the Creator?
Initially, you may not be so aware. You have a place in your mind and in your heart, but afterwards, of course, yes.
Artificially, do I constantly have to bring this thought in, contentment to the Maker?
Yes, yes, of course, of course. I am acting in order to bring contentment to the Creator, and this is why I am bringing contentment to the friend.
Last question. What contentment am I giving to the Creator? What am I doing for Him?
By relating to the friends as he relates to the created beings.
And what am I causing him? I'm giving him contentment.
You are the cause through which he can bestow upon others. You're opening a path for his bestowal. This is called making connections between us, and afterwards zivugim, couplings with the upper light, and the upper light travels through us to all the created beings, to Malchut.
And without that, the light doesn't work on them?
Without it? No. No, no, no. This is called all of creation being under the restriction. We have yet to discover this restriction in a way that all of us will feel ourselves in complete darkness, in absolute pitch darkness. We're approaching it. And then we will have to explain to everyone what is the reason for the darkness and what is the way to come out of it.
Turkey 5.
Turkey 5.
Rav, thank you for letting me ask again. My friend has a question. If one does everything for himself, is everything he gets from this nature bad?
Hello?
I didn't understand. What a person accepts in his nature? Repeat, please.
If one does everything for himself, is everything he gets from these actions of result of actions bad?
Ken.
Yes. What's the question? Aren't you reading the articles? Didn't you read about these things? These are questions that are really, they're asked and they are explained everywhere. You need to read more. Item 14.
Thus, we can already see that towards those who observe Torah and mitzvot lishma, there is no difference between the two parts of the Torah, even on the practical side. This is because before one accomplishes it, one is compelled to feel any act of bestowal, either towards another person or towards a creator, as emptiness beyond conception. But through great effort, one slowly rises and attains a second nature. And then one attains the final goal, which is dvekut, adhesion with him. Since this too is reasonable to think that the part of the Torah that deals with man's relationship with his friend is better capable of bringing one to the desired goal, since the work in mitzvot, commandments, between man and God is fixed and specific, and is not demanding, and one becomes easily accustomed to it, and everything that is done out of a habit is no longer useful. But the mitzvot, the commandments between man and man, are changing and irregular, and demands surround them wherever he turns. Hence, their cure is much more certain and their aim is closer.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
What's Lishma and what is Lo Lishma in the 10? What are actions? Are Lishma or Lo Lishma?
In order to bestow upon the Creator through the friends is Lishma, for her sake, and in order to receive self-benefit from this is Lo Lishma, not for her sake. That's it. But you begin with Lo Lishma, not for her sake, because we have no choice.
If the actions are always Lo Lishma, so what makes it Lishma?
By doing it together, praying to the Creator, receiving from above the reforming light, and then we come to Lishma.
Mark 15.
Mark 15.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. Bala Sulam writes here that everything that is done from habit cannot bring him benefit. But you said many times that habit becomes a second nature. So how can I understand what Bala Sulam writes here?
This is not related to Lishma, to for her sake, because in Lishma, you constantly have more and more egoistic will to receive that's revealed and that you have to overcome. And therefore, there are no habits here, and no second nature. Niv, I think we need to switch to the next part of the lesson.
Let's go, right? And let's sing a song first.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be.
Together, together as one.